Late today in London, a British parliamentary committee announced it will investigate the government's decision to go to war in Iraq. It's not clear whether that will happen here in Washington. Senators said today they might hold hearings, but not immediately, according to Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas. He's chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
Hearings are certainly possible, but let's go through the thorough review of the documentation first.
That's Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellna joins us now from the Capitol. David, first of all, how did this issue of hearings on pre-war intelligence first come up?
Melissa, this got started on Sunday when Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman John Warner told CNN that there would indeed be hearings on these questions about WMD intelligence by his committee. But then Warner added that the fact that they're investigating such questions should not in any way indicate that the credibility is in doubt of either the CIA or the Bush administration. But then another senator on the same show, Florida Democrat Bob Graham, who's the former chairman of the Intelligence Committee and who's also running for president, did throw that credibility in doubt. He warned that if the U.S. does not find WMD, it would amount to what he called a serious intelligence failure or the manipulation of that intelligence to keep the American people in the dark. And then yesterday, Warner said the credibility of both the administration and Congress was indeed being challenged, though he said he believed there had been no deception by the administration. And he again said he wanted to hold hearings on the issue.
And he also said he wanted to hold those hearings jointly with the Intelligence Committee, chaired by Senator Pat Roberts, who seems to have a different timetable for all this.
That's right. I talked with Senator Roberts this afternoon, and he says before there can be any hearings, he wants a joint Armed Services Intelligence Committee staff review of all documents relating to statements that administration officials made before the Iraq War. I imagine this would include the assertions that Secretary of State Powell made before the UN Security Council about Iraq's supposed stores of weapons of mass destruction.
And where does all this leave Senator Warner then, who's now promised to hold these hearings?
Well, Warner's spokesman says he still hopes to hold those hearings by the end of June, but it looks now like that joint review of documents could take weeks at least, and many of the documents have not yet been turned over to the committees. One highly knowledgeable congressional source told me today that that review will have to be completed before we have anyone testifying here before those committees in open hearings about weapons of mass destruction.
Are the other senators involved going to be satisfied with that approach, do you think?
Well, some Republicans agree that it may be best to first sift through those documents rather than plunge right into public hearings. But I spoke this afternoon with Arizona Republican John McCain, who's a member of the Armed Services Committee. And he seemed to be taken aback by reports that a lengthy document review would precede any hearings. McCain said his understanding had been that Warner was set to hold hearings on intelligence about weapons of mass destruction. And he said he thought it was entirely appropriate that Congress hold such hearings and get all the evidence out. And Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle was a bit cautious on this. He was blasted for making earlier statements on the administration's handling of Iraq. But Daschle did say that there are clearly questions involving what he called past experience and judgments that deserve review. And, you know, I think there's something else that might also increase pressure here to hold hearings at an earlier date. And as you mentioned today, a British parliamentary committee announced that beginning this month, it will begin taking statements for what's likely to be a public investigation into the British government's decision to invade Iraq. If the British are moving ahead in such a probe, any appearance of foot dragging on the part of Republicans here who control Congress could prompt more questions about the credibility of this administration's use of intelligence to make its case for war with Iraq.
Could put a little pressure on at this end.
Indeed. And I think that the British do may in some ways set the precedent for what this Congress ends up doing.
Okay. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Melissa.
NPR's David Wellna on Capitol Hill.